With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our show Twitter is at Fan Morning Show. Jim, good morning to you. Producer Matt, good morning to you. We ready to have at it, Jimbo?
Yeah.
Let's do it. This team wants to pay the position, not the player. Those are the words of Le'Veon Bell's agent. He says it's about paying that position, not the player. That would be something where it would be unique. It'd be something that would be different than any other case in NFL history. But he wants more. The offer, 5 years, $70 million, rebuffed. It's greater than $30 million guarantee over the first couple years. That's $10 million better than last year. For me, the adage generally is you never get a better deal than your first one in negotiations. They got one. They got a better deal better than last year's. They got one better than last year's and didn't take it. So where it is, it's at an impasse. Going to play under, as everyone knows, the transition tag, or excuse me, they're going to play under the franchise tag this year at $14.5 million. Got one swan song, Le'Veon Bell and the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. For me, this is no fault. Nobody's at fault. You can't blame anybody. Le'Veon Bell thinks he's worth something. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't think he's worth that. It would put them out too much to pay him that. Just because you think you're worth something doesn't necessarily mean you could get it, but it doesn't mean you need to budge either. This is a no-fault situation. They can't come to a compromise, and then they move forward. That's the long and short of it for me.
It is, but I think most of us can't make sense of why Le'Veon Bell didn't take it last year, didn't take it this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's left money on the table already by playing under the franchise tag these two seasons. He may end up leaving more. He is taking now. I know there's this guaranteed stuff. It's a murky area where you see the Steelers supposedly offered $70 million over 5 years. Okay, great, but this isn't a quarterback contract. It's not all guaranteed. And I don't know how much of it would be, guaranteed in quotes for the first 2 or 3 years of the deal. But he's taking a big risk. And if he wants to take that risk, that's fine. I believe it hurts the Steelers salary cap wise, because if there was a signing bonus involved and then a per year, that's the old kicking the can down the road kind of thing. So I don't know. But were you surprised? I wasn't. I mean, I think this is what we expected.
This is exactly how we laid it out. This is what we expected. And then there's a lot of questions that come off of it and a lot of tentacles. It seems like there's a tentacle for every segment today to speak of, segment of our show, I should say.
Right.
There's a different discussion point for everything. And by the way, we talked to Ray Fittipaldo at 7 from the Post-Gazette. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network, he joins us at 8:30. He's been on top of this all the way through, including having the dollar amounts and the term and everything. He talks to us at 8:30. Joe Block talks to us about some Pirates at 9:30, but it's largely Le'Veon Bell today at 412-928-9370. I can't fault either side, but if I'm Le'Veon Bell, I don't know how it can get much better. And the other thing about it, though, Jim, is I still don't know from a dollar standpoint, from a term standpoint, what exactly Le'Veon Bell wants. It's been vague. It's been laid out. He's wrapped about $20 million a year. He said maybe 18 a year. But what exactly does he want? He was offered 5 at 70, is according to all the reports for this offer, right? Which is in $30 million guaranteed over the first couple years. But they're not going to show their cards because they don't want to go into negotiations next year and have their cards already out there and have people kind of work off of that baseline into next year with negotiations. But we don't know what he wants.
Maybe he doesn't know. He just kind of throws fantasy numbers out there.
Right.
And that, it's funny. In our business, that's what we do, where we just throw out these contractual numbers unless, Ben, if you're listening, most of us just can't relate to this kind of stuff. And it's just, it becomes monopoly money from our standpoint, just to throw out dollar figures that if somebody offered that, we just can't comprehend that. And I think it's difficult for the average person to understand why what the Steelers offered last year and then again this year why that's not good enough.
It works out to 14 per this year. It would have been 12 per last year. So again, they counter, and the salary cap does go up, so you can buffer that. So it's commensurate with the salary cap to some degree. But nonetheless, you still came back this year, as opposed to 365 days ago or so, with a better offer from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, you could say that it rose with the level of what they can pay, but they didn't hardball them. They didn't stonewall them. They didn't say, we're not going to talk to you. It feels like the Steelers made a fair offer, in an offer in which people – what will always be at issue is the multifaceted way in which Le'Veon Bell goes about his job. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers look at him as a running back that can do other things. Le'Veon Bell's agent looks at him as a football player and an athlete, so to speak. That being said, he still was offered exponentially more than any running back. And I don't think by the Steelers doing that, they're putting him in a canister. They're valuing him pretty high. They're looking at, you know, if he wants to go play receiver, go play receiver. And again, I'm not faulting him for asking for that, but he's got to be out of his mind to think he was going to get that.
Well, let's fast forward to a year from now, and it may be the same old song and dance. I mean, Ray, we're going to have Ray Fittipaldi on at 7. He mentioned a transition tag, so I guess it's possible the Steelers could keep him for another year. But it seems like this is going to be it. And then I can't wait to see who's out there that's going to offer him the kind of money that he wants. He may find himself, you know, kind of like a lot of those baseball free agents did last spring during the offseason, where they didn't get there wasn't the kind of money out there that they thought they were going to get.
Well, the teams that will have that money will be bad football teams. That's the other part of it. A team that needs to pay him is going to go ahead and pay somebody and kind of put all their eggs in a basket. That's where it's going to be as well. And that transition tag, if the Steelers offered, and that seems to be their ceiling, 14 per, which was this five-year deal at $70 million with 30 guaranteed, I don't think they're going to jump for 17 and a half, which would be the transition tag next year. It feels like this is the end of the road. This is the take it or leave it. This is our best offer. Sign it or go, play this year, and then hit the road. That, to me, is what it kind of feels like, Jim.
And most people see it playing out that way. It's just enjoy them while you can, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's the only thing. And you know, good luck to Lev Bell. But, man, if something happens to him, if he suffers another knee injury.
Or suspension.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Coming up next, last year he showed up 6 days before the season opener. Is this a repeat? Is this a template that he's going to follow? Is it go exactly how it did last year? When does this guy show up? That's the next question we tackle. Phone lines open all morning. This is a big story, national story. Good morning to you, Jim. We're going to cruise through this week. I could feel it, Porch Tour on Friday, so we're excited.
Well, looking forward to that already. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that all week. I can't wait to get there, but we have lots to talk about. This is, I'll tell you what, this is an interesting story, especially for All-Star break week, because we needed a good story, and here we are. When does Le'Veon Bell report? So he showed up 6 days before the season opener. Is this a repeat? He can skip until week 10 and still accrue that service time. He ain't doing that. He's not passing up paychecks, and that talk is ridiculous. Nick in the truck. Nick, when does he show up?
Personally, I think he's going to show up the same time as last year. But if I was GM and I was going to play GM, I would try and get rid of him for a first or second round pick. I mean, if you really look at the New England Patriots, and I hate to bring them up, they get rid of people all the time. They keep winning. I don't see why you would just let him walk after 1 year. I know they have a chance of winning the Super Bowl, but he is becoming a distraction and to the point where it's just, I don't even want to watch him.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if he's becoming a distraction when he rushes for 1,300 yards. Like, that's the part that I don't understand. I don't know if he's becoming a distraction, and I'm not the biggest Le'Veon Bell fan, but when he gets 400 touches, and more so, if you let him walk or if you trade him or whatever you want to do, who's going to run the football for you this year?
I'm sure you could find someone, but, yeah, I mean, you got a point. But
yeah, that's a pretty big point. You know, not to knock you down, but that's a pretty big point. Like, listen, I don't really think Le'Veon Bell is someone I'd want to hang out with. He's not, like, the greatest person or someone that I think comports himself wonderfully. But Le'Veon Bell, it feels like whenever the games show up, whenever it's game time and the lights come on, he shows up. when he shows up, which is the question here, Jim. Do you think it's going to be a repeat of last year?
No question. Same thing. Same thing. Yesterday was a repeat of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the same thing because, and from his standpoint, we talk about him taking risks and, you know, maybe it'll happen to a guy in at St. Vincent College. If not here, it'll happen to somebody someplace else where some just unnecessary non-contact knee injury occurs, and it could happen to him. And so he's not going to take that chance that if he's going to suffer an injury, it's going to happen in a real game or at least a real practice maybe.
And you could save your calls today about trade him, cut him, get rid of him, run him out of town, bench him, whatever. None of that's happening. Le'Veon Bell is going to be the feature back this year. He'll be the number one guy. He'll be the first option in the run game and one of the top options in the pass game. That's what it is. That's not changing.
And he'll pick up the blitz as well as, if not better than any other, certainly better than any back that has a similar skill set in terms of running and or receiving. He's the best blocker of all those guys in blitz pickup situations. So he's as Mike Tomlin likes to say about certain players, he's a man for all situations. And the Steelers will continue to use him. They're going to get their money's worth out of this guy.
Right.
If they're paying him over $14 million, they're going to get their money's worth.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.